thank you, Blessing and Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, February 24th, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com. Text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Harare Central lawmaker Morisi Zwizai of the MDCT and the party's elections director Dennis Murira are summoned by the police over intra-party violence that erupted at the party's headquarters 2 weeks ago.
We can tell that definitely the allegations and Dennis' gems are concocted by people who simply want to prejudice other people because they don't support them.
Gays and Lesbians of Zimbabwe chairperson Martha Tolana is arraigned before the courts and pleads not guilty to the charge of running an unregistered organization.
And former Bulilima West Member of Parliament and co-Home Affairs Minister in the Unity Government, Moses Mzilandlovu, is acquitted of theft and armed robbery.
Harare Central lawmaker Morisi Zwizai of the MDC formation of former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai and the party's elections director Dennis Murira were today summoned by law and order police officers in connection with disturbances that occurred at the MDC Harvest House headquarters 2 weeks ago, where Deputy Treasurer General Elton Mangoma and Youth Assembly Secretary Promise Mkwananzi were allegedly assaulted by some party youths. The assaults followed a letter directed at Mr. Tsvangirai by Mangoma, urging the veteran trade unionist to step down and pave way for fresh leadership in the Labour-backed party. Meanwhile, Secretary for Security in the Youth Wing, James Chidakwa, who was arrested last week on charges of assaulting Mangoma, appeared in court today and was remanded in custody to March 10. MDCT spokesman Douglas Monzora says the party will soon set up a committee to investigate the February 15th intra-party violence at the headquarters of the MDCT. Kuwazana West lawmaker Lucia Matibenga will lead the investigative team, said Monzora, who spoke with Jonga Kandemiri earlier on.
James Zawa has been arrested. He's the Secretary for Security in the Department of the Youth. We can tell that definitely the allegations and Dennis James are concocted by people who simply want to prejudice other people because they don't support them. So this person is clearly innocent. We know that. He did not assault anybody, but this is an internal surge that is happening against people perceived to think in a particular way.
The police announced that they are also looking at other people of interest in the assault on Mr. Mangoma. Are there any fresh arrests?
We don't know yet, but we know that the police did call Honorable Morisi Zwizai, the Member of Parliament for Harare Central and former Deputy Minister of Information and Publicity. They have not yet released him, and we suspect that they may want to detain him. But these are the kind of people who could never have engaged in the acts like that. We know that ZANU-PF was involved. We know that there were hired thugs who came to have his house. And we have already set our own committee to investigate. And this committee will be led by Lucia Matibenga, and it will comprise Sitho Zwizai, Amos Chibaya, Kosa Machingauta, Musisiwe Buddha Masara. These are members of parliament who are also members of the national executive who are going to investigate in full what happened.
Monzora also told Jonga the MDC has today suspended Budiriro Ward 33 councillor Sidney Chirombe on allegations he tried to forcibly sodomize a Harare City Council employee in Kariba on Saturday.